Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So here we go.
You better buckle up, Buttercup.
And a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
I want to know what's going on, and I want to know right now.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
And you two will be awesome.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
Who the hell are you?
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
Do we all remember how to do this? Let's go. Come on. Brian's even here today. You're here today.
Yeah, barely.
You're wearing your burnt orange and brown. Look
I
at
am.
You.
How about that? Victory Monday. Woo-hoo! For the Browns.
Victory
Deshaun
Monday
Watson.
In a game where your offense didn't even score a touchdown. That's the beautiful thing known as football, people. The real game of football, that is.
Oh, my. That was not fun. Good for Deshaun Watson.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Sure, right. Throwing the ball into the ground.
What is
four
that?
Four or five times.
Dude, rusty.
Come on. Hey, it was the Texans, man.
It's one thing to be said about being rusty. It's another thing to forget how to throw a football.
He looked awful yesterday.
How do I do this? Do I use the strings or no strings? How do you do this?
Do I step with my left foot or my right foot when I throw the ball?
Oh, man. I mean, come on. Only in Cleveland would you spend forget about all the off-the-field issues. $230 million on a guy who hadn't played in over 700 days. And you heard in his press conference where he said, I felt every one of those days. Well, might as well start. start against the worst team in the league. Why not?
That's the good thing about it. Boy. At least you were playing the Texans could have a crappy game like he had,
Kenny,
and still find a way to win thanks to, holy cow, Kenny, the special teams and defense bailed him out.
But wait. What if Deshaun Watson isn't as good as Jacoby Brissett? That can't be a possibility, can it?
He's better than Jacoby Brissett, even after yesterday's performance.
Ay, ay, ay.
I mean, think about it. All the off-field issues, the crowd there. He can say, you know, it didn't bother him and whatnot, and he was signing autographs, but he was booed every play. There were, you know, signs I'm sure I didn't see many and all that, but here's the good thing.
What?
It's
please,
out of the
please
way.
Share it with me.
It's out of the way, his first start, and they still won the game with him playing like crap. It's a Victory Monday. Brian,
play
hit
it, Brian. Come on, Brian, play it. I had a couple of buddies that were at the game yesterday. A buddy of mine that I went to high school with, he went. And also Jason, our good friend from New Orleans, who has been replanted in Houston, he went to the game. And get this, he had a suite, and there was no talk of the people that were there. Tony, Busby, or whoever they are, and the people, there was no signage. There was nothing. Yeah, you're going to boo a guy, but remember this. We booed LeBron James when he came back to town. By the way, he's back in town tomorrow, but didn't we boo LeBron James when he came back in a different uniform? You expect Deshaun Watson to get booed in that situation, but I also expect him not to forget how to throw a football.
My God, we were like, look out. I'm doing the Stark County Browns backers at Jerseys yesterday on Fulton, and we're looking at each other like, what was that? That was a one-hopper to first base. You needed, who was it at first base? Pick one.
Well, I got news for you.
Owen Miller.
He would have dropped
to scoop it up.
Yeah, the difference is you're allowed to make a scoop play at first base in baseball. In football, it's an incomplete pass. How does he not throw the ball? And then the interception. I mean, when he threw that pick, it was like he forgot that he was in the other color uniforms. I think for a second, he went back to his time in Houston and thought, that dude's open.
He hit him right in the numbers.
It was a perfect pass to the blue uniform.
Don't make me laugh. I'm still getting over the flu. Oh, gosh, man. Dude, I don't know what was worse. I don't know if he looked worse or if I felt worse from Wednesday night through Saturday afternoon. The flu kicked my ass for like 3 days, man. It wiped me out.
If it's any indication, you still look like crap.
I feel like crap. I have no energy. None whatsoever. Here I talked to a number of people who've had this same symptoms, right? I won't say which end it wasn't coming out of, but it's not where I eat. Okay, and so it's a stomach virus. And dude, I was in bed for 36 out of 40 hours straight. We did the show on Friday, right?
No.
And right around 6.
You were off. You were off Thursday and Friday.
When was it? I don't even know what day it is.
It was Wednesday.
We did the show on Wednesday till 6:30. At about 6 o'clock, I started feeling a little, okay. You know what? By 6:30, when we were done and signed off, I was in bed by 7:30 and didn't get out of bed for like 15 straight hours. It just wiped me out. And I was wondering if Deshaun Watson had the flu yesterday the way he was playing.
I don't know. All I can tell you is this. You missed one hell of a good time in downtown because we had Light Up Downtown Thursday night, first Friday on Friday, obviously, and then Saturday I hosted this thing called SantaCon. Dude, it was so much fun. It's a bunch of people dressed up like Santa Claus. What can I tell
you? Shut up.
Really? It was a blast. It was so much fun. It's a yearly event. Now, they do it in big markets. This is only like the second or third time they tried it, so we didn't know what to expect here.
Okay.
But, man, I mean to tell you, it was so much fun. I mean, downtown Canton, kudos to you. Job well done over the weekend. They had fireworks on Thursday, carolers in the front yard here at the radio station. We did so many fun things, so many activities leading up to what I thought was going to be the highlight of the weekend. Forget about the Buckeyes. We'll get to them in a second.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to see how the Browns were going to look with Deshaun Watson at quarter. I really was excited to see this. And I said, okay, there's a first drive. And I made a bunch of notes, and I'm going to pitch them all. There's a second drive. Okay, I missed a family function. There's a third drive. Oh, we returned a punt for a touchdown. First time in 121 games.
How about that? Travis Benjamin, the last Browns player to return a punt for a touchdown, nicknamed the Rabbit. So move over, Rabbit. Here comes DPJ.
That's amazing. It's, you know, a blind squirrel once in a while finds a nut. These special teams units of the Cleveland Browns have been nothing short of horrendous. But if it wouldn't have been for the special teams and the defense yesterday, you lose that game.
Thank God you played the worst team in football.
And
how bad are the Houston Texans? How did they win and tie a game? After watching that game yesterday, I'm sitting there going, how did they win and tie a game this year? Because they were awful.
Well,
Allen, the quarterback, was terrible. Mm-hmm. Their coverage teams, the fumble, who was it? Denzel Ward, a scoop and score. Tony Fields,
they
the second.
They stopped on the fumble recovery. I know it was on the 1 yard line. They had no idea. You know, that's a team that's clearly given up. And they probably, you know, you want to know when they stop playing? After that first victory, probably, and maybe the tie, and they figured they were going to pack it in. They changed quarterbacks, and they really don't have any direction. I mean, come on. Lovie Smith is your head coach? Come on,
Nice beard, by the way,
it
too.
It is nice.
Did you see that thing?
Nice
that's sweet. That's the best-looking thing they had on the sideline all day.
I've got the updated current odds in the draft order if you were going to end the season today. You ready for this?
Okay, go ahead.
I'll just give you the top 13, because obviously – at 110-1, the Houston Texans have the number one overall pick. So they're going to be looking at Bryce Young, probably. And these numbers and these names might change between now and the draft.
Cliff Stroud. God, C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, he's not going to go number one overall. Unless he somehow comes up and beats Georgia and then ends up beating Michigan for a national title. But for all intents and purposes, let's just look at it this way. Texans at 1, Bears at 2, Seahawks via Denver Broncos. And boy, wasn't that a good deal. So the question is this, who's worse? And we've only seen one game, so it's hard to put Deshaun Watson versus Russell Wilson, but that's what they get. They get a third pick. Detroit Lions via the Rams. Again, the Lions are looking, dude, they are looking so good. And they made a deal for a guy who's out for the rest of the season. Matthew Stafford's out. Rams are eliminated, basically. They're, what, like 3-8?
Yeah, but they won the title last year. They got what they wanted.
They're 3-9, and the Lions are going to get as many draft picks almost as the Browns gave to the Texans. So you've got Detroit at 4. They're looking good. They're trending right. Carolina Panthers. Oh, did they make any news today?
Yeah. We'll get to that. Baker Mayfield asks supposedly for his release.
Philadelphia Eagles. How in the world? They're at number 6. I'll tell you how. They made a deal with the Saints. Number 7, Jacksonville. Number 8, Arizona. Number 9, Colts. Number 10, Atlanta Falcons. All lousy teams. Number 11, Green Bay Packers. Again, another lousy team. Number 12, the Las Vegas Raiders. And oh, yeah, the number 13 pick right now. Two picks in the first round. And thank you for the deal that we made. The Houston Texans sitting there right now with the Browns at 5-7 with the number 13 pick. So they have 1-13.
Back-to-back wins. Yeah, back-to-back wins for the Browns to get to 5-7. That means there are five games left, and if they want to make the playoffs, they got to win all five. But I'll tell you this much. If Deshaun Watson plays like he did yesterday against the Bengals this Sunday or the Ravens with or without Lamar Jackson the following Sunday, ain't no way they win in either one of those games if he plays like that. He needs to make a dramatic improvement if they're going to have a chance to win either of those games.
I don't think it has to be dramatic. There's no chance he could play as poorly as he played yesterday, is there?
Well, think about it. He played that poorly against the worst team. Now he's going to be playing back-to-back games against first-place teams.
But he hadn't played in 2 years. There's no chance. With a little bit more underneath his belt, getting his legs, getting his sea legs back there, Forrest.
Where is he playing? Where is he playing? He's playing in Cleveland. Of course there's a chance
there's
he could be worse.
No way, Deshaun Watson.
Yes, there is.
He had a 53 quarterback rating, 53% QBR. There's no chance. There is no chance he plays as poorly next week as he did yesterday.
Okay. You know, the Bengals just beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs yesterday.
I understand that.
Okay.
I understand that. But I just don't see that an elite quarterback 2 years ago just forgets how to play football.
It was, I don't want to say embarrassing, you know, and I guess you give him the benefit of the doubt or a mulligan because of the rust factor and the mental approach, but it was an embarrassing performance.
A couple of years ago, Ben Roethlisberger blows out his elbow, right? Loses almost an entire season.
Yeah.
He came back the following year and wasn't that bad, was he?
I don't remember, to be honest
with you. He was 92 years old.
Research.
I understand, but my point is this. He came back and still led the team to a plus 500 record. We know that for sure, right?
Right, yeah.
My point is this. Ben Roethlisberger blows out his elbow on his throwing arm and doesn't forget how to throw a ball. This dude hasn't played in 2 years. What the hell's wrong with him?
The theory was he's either A, going to be rusty, or B, going to be fresh because he hasn't played, so he's going to ball out. Well, he was more than rusty.
Maybe he was too fresh. And you know what? The emotions may take over, and he was hurrying passes, and he wasn't seeing the field. The problem with Deshaun Watson, as I see it, forget about the incomplete passes. He forgot how to read a defense, and the game hasn't slowed down. You're in trouble.
Here's what Stefanski said, though. He said he made some correct throws, just not good throws, meaning he felt that he went to the right guy
at times.
Yeah, with the exception of the interception in the end zone.
That was horrible.
Which was terrible. That was not the correct throw.
If he would have given the answer that I gave you, you'd know what happened. He thought for a second. He went back to the time, and I'm not being facetious. He might have seen that blue uniform and said, "That's the only thing I've known in the NFL." Now all of a sudden, you put me in a white shirt and an orange helmet, and I got to throw. Wait, that guy's open.
Well, it was a bad throw. Not sure exactly why he made it, but it was poor.
Here's some of the other stuff that went down over the weekend.
Did you miss again? Here are the weekend headlines that you have missed.
You know, sometimes when you go to a new team and you forget and you call them by the old name.
That happens with us. Sure.
Deshaun Watson. It's like calling the Guardians the Indians.
Yeah.
It's my story. Right. I'm sticking to it.
You're sticking to it? All right. Good
if
for you.
If you missed it, the Buckeyes backed into the college football playoffs Final Four. They look like this. Ohio State at 4, TCU at 3, Michigan at 2, Georgia 1. Peach Bowl is at 8 p.m. Make your New Year's Eve dates now because you're watching football.
Oh, Brittany's not going to be happy. I haven't told her yet. I said they're in. She doesn't know that it's on New Year's Eve. And how about this? I've got to work a Monsters hockey game at noon that day, and then the Buckeyes at 8 o'clock. What a way to bring in the new year with the missus, huh?
Coach Ryan Day talked about backing into the playoffs. I don't know if you heard this or not, but take a listen.
No, I mean, we wanted to be playing the Big Ten championship game, and that hurt. So, it was not a good week. It was an awful week. But we did a lot of that. We looked at self-scout. We looked at Georgia. We looked at up north. Even got ahead on the game plans on those. Just that if we're in this situation, let's not be a week behind. You know, we worked pretty hard on that in all three of those areas. And so it was good to take a hard look at everything that went on this season and figure out, you know, where we need to be as we head into this stretch here in December.
Ryan, as you mentioned, the excitement in this building. Like you said, this was an expectation. You guys wanted to play for national championship all year. At what point, or maybe you even talked to them today about it, like, do you let them have that excitement and then flip the switch and say, okay, we have to get to work today too?
I think you just hit it on both ends. You know, that this is an opportunity that we didn't have just 48 hours ago, and now we do. So what do you want to do with it? And the team that prepares the most, the team that maximizes each day as we head into December 31st, the team that's going to win. That's it, and we can control it. Yesterday, we were not in control. Now we are. And that's going to be the challenge.
Control your own destiny. We know this. They got paid for getting into the Final Four. We'll go over the numbers a little bit later.
All right, yeah, and Coach, here's the thing. They are listed as 7-point dogs, and Michigan is listed as 9-point favorites over the Horned Frogs from TCU, who lost and still got in over the weekend.
If you missed it, Cavaliers split over the weekend, beating the Magic on Friday 107-96. Had their worst shooting effort of the year last night in the Big Apple. They get drilled by the Knicks, but they keep the Knicks under 100 points. They lose 92-81. Dude, they shot 35% from the field, and even worse from three, 23% from three.
Yeah, and 17 turnovers, and were out-rebounded. So just a bad night at the office for the Cavaliers in the Big Apple.
Jimmy Garoppolo broke his foot yesterday in a 49ers win over the Dolphins. Baker Mayfield looks like he wants out of Carolina. Does he end up being a backup in San Francisco?
Backup? He might be the starter in San Francisco. Who knows, man? I don't know who the current dude is that stepped in for Garoppolo, but Lance is out, Garoppolo's out. Now it's that guy who played yesterday and maybe Mayfield.
Quarterback Lamar Jackson's going to be sidelined for a couple of weeks. Does he end up in Baltimore? He's got a knee issue.
That's right. He got hurt, and Huntley backed him up yesterday, and they rallied to win, but Browns might catch a break not having to face. What if Baker goes to Baltimore and he starts for the Ravens
in
2 weeks?
Then we'll win another game. That means we win another game. If you missed it, unfortunate news for the Browns. Sione Taki-Taki, torn ACL, out for the year. That means, Kenny, we've lost our top three linebackers this season.
Yeah, Phillips.
Walker.
Walker and Taki-Taki now. So we'll see who steps in and fills that void against the Bengals Sunday.
If you missed it, Bob McGrath from Sesame Street passed away yesterday. Dude was 90 years old.
Did he do any of the voices? Or
he was on
he
the show
creator?
From their very first episode in 1969 up until 2016. He sang all kinds of songs. People in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah,
hey,
I know
that, people
dude.
In your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood. Yeah. In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood.
Well, knockout round of the World Cup was underway, and we got knocked out. Do we still have to talk about it?
Yes, absolutely. Great football being played in Qatar, and kudos to the U.S. team. They lost to the Netherlands 3-1. Good effort. Youngest team in the tournament. All those guys will be back, and guess what? The U.S. hosts with Mexico and Canada in 2026. So start following them now. Oh. So in 2026, you'll remember these guys.
So what you're telling me is we're guaranteed into this thing next time.
Yes. We don't have to qualify. We get in no matter
They'll all be back in 8 years. Won't they be too old?
4 years. Four years. Yeah, no, geez. 4 years.
Top five movies at the box office over the weekend. If you missed it, Devotion comes in at number five. The Menu at number four. Strange World at three. Violent Night at number two, and the number one movie again, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, this Violent Night's about a violent Santa Claus, I guess. Yeah, it's a dark comedy or something like that. I might have to check that out. Did anybody dress up as him over the weekend at your SantaCon?
I didn't see any bad Santas either, huh?
Okay. All right, I was curious.
If you missed it, and I did, Tyson Fury retained his WBC heavyweight championship with a one-sided bout when he beat Derek Chisora. Finally stopped him after the referee stopped the bout in round 10 in London. What is wrong with boxing that no one cares that the heavyweight champion actually fought over the weekend?
I didn't know till you just told me. That's how bad boxing is.
Finally, if you missed it, high school football championships. We crowned 7 division winners over the weekend. Brian's got a list of them.
In Division II, it was Toledo Central Catholic beating Hoban 28-21. Division.
You sound worse than Kenny looks.
Well, so thanks for making me do this.
Do your job, Brian, or stay
welcome
on.
Back. Yeah. Welcome
Division
back, Brian.
South Range beat Ironton 53-27. Division 3, Canfield over Bloom Carroll 35-14. Lakewood St. Ed's beat Springfield 28-14. Division 6, Marion Local beat Kirtland 14-6. New Bremen over Warren JFK 38-6, and Division Four. I think Glenville won their first ever championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for them.
26-6 over Cincinnati, Wyoming.
Yeah, and if you want to see those scores just to make sure you know who did what, I just put them up on the website at WHBC.com. Yeah. They're up there for you.
Brian, I think you missed one score.
What's that?
The flu or cold bug kicked both your asses.
Yeah, it did. My gosh. Yeah, flu, COVID slash two, Rota and Novak zero, man. It kicked our butts big time. But
oh, boy.
I'm powering through, baby. Powering through, body armored up. Electrolytes. I ate a lot of soup over the weekend. I'm ready
really?
To go today.
You should just come into the studio. Brian's got it at like 95 degrees in here. We'll sweat it out of you. Anyway, now you're caught up to date. If you missed it, we'll be right back. If you'd like to call, the phone number is 330-450-1480. Join us.
It's Kenny and JT
Thanks,
on WHBC.